For the next half hour, we're going to be exploring the music of the brass quartet, the Westerlies. They'll be performing here in Port Townsend on Monday, June 19th at 7:30 at the QUUF, Quimper Unitarian, on San Juan Avenue. The original four members of the Westerlies all grew up and learned their music in Seattle. They all studied with Wayne Horvitz, pianist, composer, leader of many varied music groups. Wayne has performed many times here in Port Townsend. The Westerlies have been together as a group for about 12 years now. They lived and performed in the Seattle area for a long time, and then they relocated to New York City as their reputation grew. But fairly regularly, they come back home to have what they call the Westerlies Fest. It's a series of concerts and musical education opportunities in our region. On Monday the 19th, the Westerlies Fest, which mostly happens in and around Seattle, makes it to Port Townsend, when the Westerlies will be here sharing the bill with Wayne Horvitz, their mentor, and his chamber group, the Gravitas Quartet. I caught up with two of the Westerlies right after they flew into Seattle area to visit their families a little bit before they started the Westerlies Fest on June 15th through 17th, then coming up here on the 19th. I spoke to Andy Clausen, one of the founding members, and another one of the founding members, Riley Mulherker. They were two of four founding members who all grew up and learned music in Seattle. We'll hear a clip from one of their new projects, and then we're going to hear from Andy addressing the ever-repeated question about the Westerlies. What do you call your style of music?
Has been the struggle of our band's life in the 12 years we've been doing this. You know, we all come from primarily jazz backgrounds. We grew up playing jazz music through the incredible Seattle Public School music education system. We also studied classically, you know, taking classical lessons, playing in solo and concerto competitions a little bit, and Riley and Willem actually played in the Seattle Youth Symphony together. So those two threads are sort of where we come from, but mm-hmm. over the years we've struggled to sort of fit into either of those genre camps, because when jazz folks see us and don't see a rhythm section, they wonder, what is this? And when classical folks see us and we don't have a French horn or tuba, they wonder, what is this? So the description we like to use is just chamber music.
It's chamber music, but wide-ranging chamber music. It's not your traditional chamber music.
Correct.
There is a tradition of horn combos like you guys, right?
Yeah, there is. I mean, brass quintet, as Andy was alluding to, is sort of the most common small ensemble instrumentation. But there are brass quartets. This particular instrumentation of two trumpets and two tenor trombones is definitely a bit unusual, but we really came together not thinking about our instrumentation as much as just being friends from Seattle who wanted to make music together, and then sort of figured out the genre stuff after the fact.
Your instrumentation and the idea of two trumpets and two trombones is such an interesting combo. And, you know, because you supply your own rhythm section within what you guys do. And some people may not recognize you as a jazz combo because you don't have some of the traditional elements, but you have to make them.
Yeah.
The four of you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a very unique instrumentation. So much of our music is centered around rhythm and groove. So a big part of our whole process, and especially the early years, was just trying to figure out how internally we can have a groove that feels so good that you don't realize you're missing drums or bass or any sort of traditional rhythm section. So a lot of our time is spent, you know, figuring out how do we breathe together? Mm-hmm. How do we shape notes in the same way together? How do we sort of expand the technique or the timbre of our instruments mm-hmm. so that we can create all sorts of sounds that can help propel groove?
Earlier, you heard the voices of Andy Clausen and Riley Mulherker and music from their newest releases as the Westerlies, a brass quartet. The first cut we heard was Dover from their most recent release up to the very newest one called Songbook Volume 2. And then there was the title track from their newest release. They're sort of on a record release tour around the country now. Their newest release is called Move. Look up the Westerlies online. They have their website that will direct you to places where you can acquire their music. If you come to the concert on Monday, they're going to have, I'm sure they're going to have Westerlies CDs if you choose to get their music that way. The Westerlies, including Andy, Riley, and Willem de Kock, and they have a new member who's been with them for about 5 years now, Chloe Rollins. They'll be performing Monday night, June 19th at the QUUF at 7:30. Also on the bill is Wayne Horvitz and his Gravitas Quartet. Tickets will be available at the door, and you can also order them online through Eventbrite. Just look up the Westerlies and make sure you're getting tickets for the June 19th event if you want to see them here. I want to go back to some more conversation with Andy and Riley, and then some more Westerlies music. Andy Clausen and Riley Mulcherker.
Just listening to that series of cuts, I listen to it and I go, gosh, I hear Stephen Foster in here somewhere. Or I hear clearly jazz, and then I hear some real clear classical influence. So it really does blend. People have to talk about all the influences on you.
I was just going to say, to your point of Stephen Foster, I think it very much falls squarely in the tradition of American music, which has always been this blend of different folk traditions, whether it be Stephen Foster, whether it be jazz and Black American music, whether it be all sorts of musics that have come from other places and landed in America and found sort of common language. As a tradition, it does feel very American in that sense.
One thing that has really hooked me, and I've played probably more than any other stuff of yours, is the stuff that you did transcriptions of the Golden Gate Quartet, that traditional gospel music. That is just amazing. And it so fits into what we do because we're a very eclectic station. Typically on my show, I'll play traditional folky stuff and then some jazz and then some new version of something that may be called Americana, and you're right in there. Thank you.
amazing sounds of the Westerlies. This is from their 2020 release called Wherein Lies the Good, and it takes the title from a long piece by Robin Holcomb, who's Wayne Horowitz's wife and frequent collaborator, and collaborator with all the musicians that come through their great club in Seattle called the Royal Room. And those were two pieces that were transcribed from the work of the Golden Gate Quartet. Andy Clausen had a couple more things to talk about that fill out the picture of the Westerlies Fest, which is what's going on, their group of concerts and appearances. Westerlies Fest going on in Seattle from June 15th through 17th. So check the Royal Room calendar if you want to look for some of the events if you're in Seattle or going to be in Seattle. And then the Westerlies Fest, as I say, extends out to Port Townsend on Monday, June 19th. Westerlies and Wayne Horvitz's Gravitas Quartet. I want to let Andy say more about the activities of Westerlies Fest.
We're going to be going all over the Seattle area, getting into schools. And one of the core goals of the festival is to give back to this community that was so supportive of us growing up. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, we are all products of Seattle Public School music education. And unfortunately, there are a lot of school districts and schools around the Seattle area that don't have quite the same access to music education. So from the very beginning of this festival, it has been our goal to get out into as many schools as possible. So we are spending a whole day in the Highline School District. I don't know the total number, but it's usually 5 or 6 schools in one day of all grade levels. So we'll get into band rooms, we'll get into gymnasiums full of elementary school kids and share our journey about making music and expressing yourself through art. And I think one of the things that's really special about this concert on June 19th, playing with Wayne and his group, is that I would say more than anyone, Wayne and his musical world and Robin Holcomb's musical world was really foundational in our conception of music. And he is sort of a shining example of someone who defies categorization, defies genres, and draws from all of these different American music traditions to create something profound and beautiful, but that does not cleanly fit into these silos that the industry likes to put people in. For us growing up, seeing him, hearing his bands, that was the norm. And so I definitely give him a ton of credit for shaping our musical voice. And the fact that our first album was entirely of his music, I think, really helped us find our sound coming out of his musical world.
It's interesting when I've seen him be in the position where somebody asks him, "You're a jazz musician, right?" And he goes, "No, I'm an American composer." And that's, he makes it very clear. He says, "Don't pigeonhole me there. I'm not a jazz musician."
Behind us is some music from Wayne Horowitz and the Gravitas Quartet. It's from a recording from a little while ago, from 2008. and the people in the Gravitas Quartet have changed a little bit. They lost their beloved friend Ron Miles, who was part of that on trumpet. In the concert here in Port Townsend on the 19th, the Gravitas Quartet is performing, and Riley Mulharker, who we spoke to earlier today, is going to perform with the Gravitas Quartet as the trumpet player in that quartet. So he gets to play alongside his mentor, Wayne Horvitz. Music from the Gravitas Quartet from an earlier recording. They'll be live June 19th at 7:30 at QUUF on San Juan Avenue. Advance tickets can be purchased through eventbrite.com. Look for the tickets to the Westerlies and make sure you're buying for the tickets for Monday night the 19th here in Port Townsend, if that's the one you're planning on going to.